Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ann Hillman. This week on AK, Lost and Found. Late last summer, walking on a fresh rockfall on Harbor Mountain, KCAW's Chantal Kaufschultz found a wallet. It contained all the things you expect to find in a wallet, like bank cards and ID. The leather was wet from Southeast's damp climate, but still in good shape. The owner was glad to get it back, but he was not so easy to find. He dropped it on this trail 40 years ago. Kaufschultz tells the story.
People lose things all the time. After a while, you just figure it's gone and it's not coming back. I'm right by the scree field on Harbor Mountain Trail, and I just found a wallet, not 2 feet off the trail, right next to this fresh rock slide.
But there's something different about this wallet.
This is a really dirty wallet, you know, kind of wet and gross. And I looked at the ID and it says it's a University of Washington ID card, and it says 1975.
After some scrubbing, I can read the name on the ID, Bruce Adair Warden Jr. So I bring the wallet back to town to try to find him. I call the University of Washington, and then I Google him. There's a number, but it's disconnected. That's when I turn to Facebook. I message the administrators for 12 Facebook groups in the town associated with the disconnected phone number and ask them if they can help me solve a mystery. 165 Facebook likes and 62 comments later, I have a working phone number for Bruce Warden.
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yeah, hi, this is Bruce Warden.
Warden has already gotten a call from his sister and several friends about the Facebook post, telling him that some lady in Alaska has his wallet.
I was floored when I heard about that, like a needle in the haystack.
The first thing Warden wants to know is what he looks like in the picture.
Beard and a mustache and long hair.
Yeah, I got rid of that. You know, it was the 70s. Having been in the military where you can't keep your hairline was something that I wanted to do.
Originally from Washington, Warden went to college in Chicago and then was drafted into the Army's language school. When he came back from Vietnam, he finished his teaching degree at the University of Washington, where he received the ID that I found. Then he went looking for adventure in Alaska.
Because I remember getting off the plane in Sitka, April 13th, 1975, and it was snowing.
Warden fell in love with Sitka and ended up staying for 17 years.
If you're an outdoors person, you'd think you just stepped off the plane and landed in paradise.
Warden met his wife, Kathy, and raised his family in Sitka. He spent his days working various jobs, including substitute teaching at Mount Edgecombe High School and transporting mail for Alaska Airlines. He went fishing in his boat, the Faithful, played on the baseball team for Ernie's Bar, and went hunting in the mountains.
I must have lost my wallet the very first time I went hunting because get up on top and then start walking back along the ridge. And it's kind of steep, so you sit down and you're leaning against the hillside. I probably slipped out of my wool pants at the time.
Warden has since learned his lesson, and he makes sure I know it too.
If you bring a wallet, don't leave it in your pants, put it in your pack or something, you know, I mean, come on.
Warden eventually left Sitka with his family in 1992 and got back to teaching, both overseas and in the States. He visits now and again to see friends. His picture is still on the wall at Ernie's Bar.
A small photograph of a guy sitting at the table in Ernie's baseball outfits, and I'm the guy with the beard on.
Nowadays, Warden lives near Mount Rainier and spends much of his time helping out in his wife's classroom and spending time with his 5-year-old granddaughter, who wants to see the wallet too. He's still amazed that it was found.
Because there are places around Sitka that you feel confident you're out hunting, be in places that maybe no one's been for hundreds of years, if ever at all. So to me, it was a real coincidence.
And it was lucky for me. I'm around the same age that Warden was when he lost the wallet. It reminds me of this Regina Spektor song about finding a wallet, where she calls the wallet a mystery novel, a holy relic.
I found a wallet. I found a wallet. Inside were pictures of your small family. You were so young, your hair dark brown.
Bruce Warden is no longer a mystery to me. Now I'm thinking about his journey and mine.
Sounds like a kindred spirit.
He tells me I should look into teaching overseas like he did, and reminds me to never go hiking alone.
What they say about Sitka is once you drink the water, you always come back.
Yeah, I think that'll be happening to me.
We've started writing postcards. I recently moved away from Sitka, but like Warden, I don't think I've really left.
Or a mystery novel.
Reporting in Hillsborough, North Carolina, I'm Chantal Kauf-Schultz.